Okay, so I doubt this got through to Trish would have to ask me what's happening to the podcast. I think it's going away because I got things I got to do. But this is part two. I could not find the that song because it's, you know, I have it, but I can't play it for you. And you know, I don't really have it. Well, let me see if. Nope. So we're just going to have to live without it. Okay. Let's see if I got the other one. The other one is about every man, woman, child. Where is that? I think this is it. And we'll try to try to have more on the playlist. I have an awful lot of things to play, including some DJ software that I had. They won't let me output anything because I could do, every once in a while, I do a performance. And I'm not allowed to output. So let's see if this is close.
Program you what to do through the chip. They're gonna take over your consciousness with the chip. You're written out of the lamb's book of life with a chip.
If you don't stand the way they stand, they think you know nothing.
I don't care. There are no other voices, no other people. It's only you. I don't tolerate you.
Yeah.
one was 2 years ago, and I was told, well, there's not going to be a chip. You know, they said, well, there's going to be a chip. They go, it's not going to be a chip, it's a tattoo. And I said, well, it's a chip tattoo. Whatever it is, it's a chip. And that's coming. It's like, well, no, these are jabs. And I said, yeah, they have nanoparticles in them. I mean, they may not be, it's like a lot of little chips, but yeah, there's a little chip that, you know, that people can have, I guess, for, been announced anyway, for vaccine passports. Very important to them to have it be a chip, apparently. And so what was talked about years ago were that the chips would be changing people's DNA. And then, of course, you find out that you could inject mRNA into bodies, and you can definitely manipulate genes that way. And you can then use 5G frequencies and other frequencies to control those people, to make them into obedient robots, which is all they ever want to do anyway, is get control of people's minds. So this is all big mind control. Julian West would be so, you know, Louis Julian West would be so proud today, doing it without drugs. Meanwhile, the biggest death problem we have is not COVID, but it's fentanyl, as I've said before. And nobody seems to be care at all, you know. And so I feel sorry in a way for the fact that the Gen Zers are so ignorant about, you know, history, you know, books, novels, literature, music, everything. They just don't have the background to be able to fight this thing off. So they're really kind of up against a wall, and many of them are, you know, will do whatever their celebrity god tells them to do. Whatever celebrity they bow down to worship. Oh, I got my jab, you go get yours, when they had a placebo, right? They didn't have the real jab, because they know it's a weapon. It's a bioweapon. It's designed to cull the population. It's not designed to cure anybody of anything, really. I mean, the antibodies that are let out from the spike protein, you know, also infect you with the very thing they're trying to prevent you from getting, figuring that it'll produce antibodies, an antibody response, and, you know, with enough of that stuff, I suppose it will, but apparently it wears off pretty fast, too, meaning you have to keep getting more and more and more, and they have a conundrum, but let me just finish off with what the word here is on this thing. The word is, this is a colossal epic fail. They are completely, utterly, 100% destroyed already, because they are internally fighting with one another. And there will be no New World Order. They wouldn't know what to do with the New World Order if you handed it to them on a silver platter. They're not builders. They don't educate people. They don't build institutions. They're just bodies that want to be attended to, you know, fawned over. Or they have an intellect and they want to be worshipped for that. The point is that they've already failed. So now it's a matter of mocking, yes, beautiful, FJB, beautiful, lovely, I love it. But there needs to be a lot more. Now all the, you know, friends I have that, you know, and people that make movies and different things like that, a lot of them are, you know, I would just say, not left of Lenin, but they're definitely, you know, on the liberal side. And a lot of this stuff is not liberal or conservative. It's simply truth. But, you know, in both sides of the aisle, right or left, they're taught to lie. And so when people are very political, they don't see these things. Either right or left. You know, remember when the right would mock, oh, look at that, you know, they're talking about Pizzagate or something. Remember that? The people on the right would mock that? And the people on the left, in other words, both would mock it because both have a problem with pedophilia trafficking in Washington, D.C. Are you kidding? It's like the pedophile trafficking capital of the world. Everybody knows it, and everyone knows what's going on, but people are scared to death to ever say anything. So when something leaks through, they just blame it on, you know, right-wing white male extremism. And you know, until we can round up these white people and put them all to death, you know, we're going to be, one reason they are so completely hostile. I mean, you know, you're in a war environment. You know you're in a war environment, right? This is war. You understand? When there's war, there's cruelty and death. This time, though, it's played differently. It's got this double-double, you know, this double deception thing going. You're in a war just the same as World War II France. Just the same as Germany, just the same as London. I mean, it's just the same. Most everybody has sold out to the wrong side, to the devil. How do they get the guy at the 7-Eleven or the Circle Jerk 5 or what is it called, the Circle K or whatever? How did they get all those people to sign on? Because society is basically an initiation process, a test on whether you're going to give in. Are you going to choose God or are you going to choose Satan? And they say, well, we choose society. We choose reason. We choose logic. There's nothing logical about their society. There's nothing logical about this world at all. Basically, you know, man can do whatever he thinks of doing. I mean, he should have been much farther along technologically than he is now. Of course, there are breakaway, you know, aspects of man. There's breakaway civilizations within our civilization that go off and become the aliens or wise elders or whatever. But in general, this is a failure. It's a failure technology. What do they use it for? Clamp down on people. Why not liberate them? Because they're afraid. Why are they afraid? Because they've been told, you keep these people prisoner or you die. So the way they are defeated, and the way you can defeat them on a daily basis, is number one, a good, healthy mocking. There is nothing wrong with humor. They can't stand it. In fact, again, I have to mention Elon Musk and give him some props here, because he mentioned this idea that the woke don't want comedy. Everything comedians are going through right now, all their oppression comes from woke, who are basically intolerant, mean fucking, you know, dumbass people. They're worse than, they're just ignorant. That's all. They're just fucking ignorant. And they believe what their propagandists tell them. And so they take an issue like, say, racism, and look for any little thing. They say, well, you're racist if you do this, racist if you do that. If you think that the family is a good thing, that's racist. Everything's racist. So then they use those tools to hide behind and be mean, be assholes, and do their cancel culture routine on comedians. And, you know, they don't want comedy because comedy shows a mirror, a reflection to our society. They can't handle that because they can't handle the truth at all. Not all woke people are liars, number one. If they, the way to tell that is, do they need to suppress the truth or other people's opinions? Yes, then they're liars. You know, we don't suppress anyone's opinions. I know what their opinions are. I'm perfectly happy for them to say their opinion. Please let me say mine. I would have thought, well, you know, this was too optimistic. I mean, if I've been guilty over the years, it's been being way too optimistic. Because I just totally underestimated, the depravity level man can get to, until now you're beginning to see that there is no, that they relish in killing children. I mean, in an institutional way, not even hidden anymore. I'm like, yes, that was the problem back in Beverly Hills and you know, the West, you know, the movie capital of the world, L.A., and the same thing in Washington. They relish in killing. What's the best way to kill children? Well, DU killing did a lot of good damage in Iraq, right? What did we get? Did we get 6 million children? Somebody got a good scalp out of that. The more you kill, the more powerful you become, the more rich you become. Everybody knows that's the way it works. Nobody wants to say anything about it. Everyone figures you don't really know what's going on. Yes. Oh, yes, I do know exactly what's going on. I could tell you more, even closer to the penny, how much you're going to get for killing a child. To the penny! And believe me, today, you kill children, you go out and kill innocent ones, you get wars going for no reason. You don't get paid as much as you used to. It's cheap now. It's really the devil sitting there going, so what have you done for me lately? And secondly, he's going, you call this a program, what you've done here with this COVID and all that? You're supposed to kill how many people? You can't manage your own shit. Now the public is coming after you. And guess what? The devil can't stop the public from going after them because God is righteous and he's making a way for people to prosecute. Let's just sum it up in my favorite phrase. They lose. They lose. And they lose this time around. Now, how much pain they're going to bring before they finally, you know, because they're going to try to take us with them. They're going to do scorched earth. You know they will. They're mean, they're depraved, they're cruel. There's no life in their eyes. They've all been jabbed. They're all part of this, like, jabbed army of Satan. They're all robotic. You know, and the frequencies are just starting up, you know. Go left, go right, go here, go there. In Austria, they are actually paying people to go hunt for the unjabbed, to hunt for them, to actually hunt them down. Next, it'll be hunt them down and kill them. Oh, I have no doubt where this is all heading. Forever masks, forever jabs. Anyone who disagrees is killed. Oh, yes. I thought my song was a little too harsh. Every man, woman, and child will take the mark of the beast or be killed or be cloned to have a life in the digital universe where they are compliant. So what do you think of that? You'll make it through. Lord Jesus, I just pray that everybody who hears this broadcast focuses it on you laser tight. Bible open from page 1 to page 600, whatever it is. Constant prayer. They will learn to pray the Bible in Jesus' name. Amen. You do that. Why the Bible? Because the Bible intones. Because whenever we even pray a psalm, we say in Jesus' name, amen. That's the most powerful name, statement, thing you could say in the entire universe. In the entire creation of what was created. Because it literally means multidimensional, you know, truth in all aspects. Not just a 3D aspect, but all aspects. And I have to say, when you have the Lord, you know, you have discernment. I mean, how long did it take us to figure this out? Like 10 seconds? We even had it right on the Air Force, trying to infect people by bringing infected people around to airports, flying them around the country. I mean, we've had that right, which was an obscure story that most people missed. So we knew the U.S. military is involved from day one, and they were involved in Now you're starting to hear about them drawing up plans to start bombing cities in America. We were always knowing the U.S. military would turn on the people of America. We knew they were traitors from the beginning because the oath they had to take was to Lucifer, to Satan, not to the people. And we knew one day they would turn on the people. And instead of defend them and be patriotic and be God-fearing, they became Satan-loving perverts with an eye on hurting the innocent among us and going after the good people and letting the bad people flee the jails and go out on murder sprees, and they don't even care. And that's where we are now. That's where we are now. The society is out of control because they've let it out. There's not one person, not Donald Trump or anybody else, who could turn this thing back or turn it off, because they have no power. The only power left is the power of the people becoming awake and together with one voice, you know, fighting for freedom, decency, all those things that have been lost. They know the people they let out of prison are going on murder sprees. That's why they let them out. So the people cower in their homes. So they can't get food to eat if they're unjabbed. So they're miserable and even hopefully dying. And they don't stop there. These are people that will kill, you know, everybody in a, you know, 10-block range, pile the bodies up, and then just basically light it on fire so the stench goes everywhere to remind people they better kowtow. Oh, there's no end. When they think they have the advantage and they have the firepower, look at them. How did so many top brass get woke? Because they're power mad. They were promised big positions in the new world if they would just cooperate with us, if they would just give it to them. Now the military is broken hopelessly into factions. The Joint Chiefs of America are a complete living joke, a 100% perversion of idiots, a procession of fools. As is the rest of D.C., a procession of fools. So the people are awakening and, you know, beginning to push back, but we need to push back with one voice, not black, white, red, yellow, whatever. People for survival as humans versus people to be subjected and thrown into forever slavery. Duh. So which one do you want to do? Well, we've had all kinds of problems, you know, with the movie thing of, you know, people being woke and being afraid of us and stuff like that. And, trying to ruin us, trying to hurt us. But I am more woke than they are. I am not racist. I don't think about things like that. I had no, when I was a kid, I didn't really have any what they would call, you know, white privilege, because I was, you know, thrown out of school, thrown out of all those things. So I never got a chance to be a big bully, if that's what people were. I don't know. They were afraid I was going to join the Symbionese Liberation Army and join Patricia Patty Hearst, you know, lining up with people from, I don't know, Uganda or wherever they were from, you know, just fighting the system. And I didn't fall for that either, because I realized I was also, you know, the same people that control the, you know, the one side of it control the other. But it's not my fault that America sold out to the devil. I mean, didn't we see this coming? All you have to do is consent. Say yes. That's all you have to do, and you know, they will take care of you. They will, you know, provide you with a little life course you can have, and then, you know, you die at the end and everyone's happy. And it's like, well, what if you can see through that? What if you see that's just a ruse, a game, a fakery, a lie? Well, then you're just screwed, aren't you? It's going to fall apart more and more as the days go forward, to the point where it's such a sham. It's in such shambles. It's so, so, so down that if anybody has any balls left, testicles, they can just go in and take power. Turn it over. The power was always there to turn it over, folks. It's that these people posing as something on the cameras for you and your TV, you know, in your living room, they aren't those people. They're not the same. They're a different people. And they're afraid that if they don't conform, I mean, all the way, they'll have their beach houses taken away, their mansions up in the Hamptons, and the, you know, all the goodies taken away, their airplanes and their yachts. So they're afraid. Likewise, anyone that picks up their anvil right now, you know, and realizes that we got to pull together on this thing, will be able to not only get power, but also wealth. Because they will lose their wealth. When you lose wealth. They will lose their wealth. They will lose their freedom. I don't know how far the adjudication process will go in terms of, you know, either putting them in jail or executing them, but something will happen. Even to the lowliest of the lowly. If they try to lock down the world again, the world will rebel like crazy, and will rebel with complete violence and hatred. You know, that's fine. They're still pulling the strings. They're still pulling the... But they're on their way to losing. And they're going to lose because God's going to make them lose. And there is no other reason, because man's already become weak. God will step in, because God will protect his children and the innocent among us. You know, there's a lot of innocent people that don't know about this spiritual battle. They don't know about the way things work. They don't know about what's real, what's not. There's a lot of people that were abused, too, in the system when they were kids. And they never came forward or said anything. They're literally in denial that anyone ever messed with them, and it's affecting their day-to-day operations and making them cruel and mean to others as well. Rather than deal with the hurt that was given, you know, unfairly given, you know, they've kept it buttoned up. And, you know, that's a good way to get cancer and things like that. It's a good way to really do harm to your, to because then you don't live, you know, it's better to just come out with it. If you can. I couldn't, because I still couldn't get my mind around the idea that they would do, the people and you know, elites that you could know through, say, prep school or whatever, that their families would be involved in murder. You say it today, you sound like a lunatic. You know, I think you need a refresher course. You need to go back to the loony bin. You know, and so nobody wants to hear it. But my statement has always been, if you don't correct this thing, you will wind up with a totalitarian state and all people enslaved. So you have to say something. Or that, you know, the end of you comes. If you have no freedom, there is no you. All right. That's all. You know, like I said, I'm going to... you know, I'm not sure you need these talks anymore for me. There's so many people out there. But just to say, you're not crazy. Anyway, God bless.